It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Jesus Christ. Mike almost hit me in the face. Hey, welcome to it, podcast time, Brock Hunter.
What if he would have shot me in the face?
Yeah, what if he shot him in the face?
That's a risk we were willing to take.
Classic.
Dumb and Dumber.
It's Brock and Hunter in the After Show podcast. All right, you had a little interesting scenario happen over the weekend, and we wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, today. Dude, kind of weird, man.
Yeah, dude.
Over the weekend, we went up to Dave and Buster's, which is up at Kentwood, Michigan. It was pretty fun. Yeah. It's kind of like a glorified B-dubs, if you will.
If you don't know, Dave and Buster's is an adult arcade
slash bar.
They have bar, they have food, they have arcade games, and you can win. They have a prize room, and they have all that in a bar. And you can bring kids there, too,
yes.
But there's also, I think at points, it just becomes like adults only in
pretty
the
much.
Bar and everything like that.
Right.
So you were at Dave and Buster's.
Dude, it was a good time. We went there to watch the Michigan-Ohio State game.
Very nice.
Which, that part of it sucked, but we were at Dave and Buster's. We had a bunch of games around us. We made it cool. But halfway through the game, we order food, and we get our food, which is fine. I get a plate of nachos, cheese, blah, blah, blah. And, like, as I'm eating my food, she comes back by, and she says something to the table that I was just kind of like, is that normal? Is that weird? Do people usually say something like that? Is it weird that she's a waiter? So this is what she said. She comes up. She's like, hey, guys, I'm going to go take my 15-minute. Which is her 15-minute lunch break, I guess.
Yep.
I'm going to step out real quick. I got to go pump. I got to go pump my... I don't think she said boob or anything, but
yeah.
She's like, I got to go pump, and I'll be back when I'm back. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. But then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, why the fuck did she say that she had to go pump? You know, I'm sitting here eating cheese that's made of milk.
Yep.
You know, that's the first thing I think of. I'm like, is that a weird thing? So am I out of context here saying... Was it kind of weird for a waitress to say that to a table? Like, why don't you just say, hey, I'm going to go take my 15 minutes?
She overshared. And here's my take. Without being a dick or without being too insensitive, I feel like that was a, hey, I'm a new mother, maybe sweeten that tip a little bit.
Yep.
But there's no reason to say.
That's what the people around the table were claiming.
Because that's just like saying, I'm going to need about 10 minutes. I have to go take a poop. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. She's going and doing something personal. She could have said, guys, I'm sorry. I'm taking my 15. I've been working. Whatever it may be.
Right.
She didn't need to add to go pump.
Right.
In my mind.
I know what you're doing.
To make it seem like everyone's, you know, out to get money or whatever. She's playing a game. But it's like, why are you telling me that? To let me know that you're about ready to go extract milk from your breast for your newborn baby?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need to know that? You could have just told me I'm taking my 15. I think she was doing it because,
she sweetened the tip, man.
She goes and tells that to 10 tables she's covering, and now that 20% maybe goes up to, well, hey, she's a new mother. Why don't you? She's working all day. She probably misses her baby. Why don't we make it 30%?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, again, that may be us looking at the worst side of people, or maybe she's just one of those people that overshares, you know?
Dude, you know what I should have thought of at the time? Would have been fucking brilliant. Just leave her a few diapers.
Hey.
Yeah. You know?
No, you should have said, hey, can you top off my glass before you go?
Oh, God. Ah. You know, dude, I've never had milk come out of my titty, but. Does it have to be at that given moment? Like, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah,
either.
Well, because it's the same thing with cows, is that it's painful. And also, too, the milk can get bad.
Right.
So, like, the reason cows get milked on a regular schedule is because it's painful on them. They have to, especially if they're on a regular schedule.
So it fills up and it's painful.
It does. It's very painful. So you have to go pump, and sometimes they do the pump and dump. Because you just, all right, I got to pump while that milk's not any good. Sometimes you don't use all the milk.
And dump it.
So, you have to pump. Even if you're not using breast milk, like your actual breast milk, you still pump and dump. If you're using formula, you still have to pump because, yeah, it gets very painful. So I understand that, but there's no need to tell you guys.
All right, man. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to show it to me when you're done, too? Hey, right there in the bottle. God, lady.
Would you guys like a shot of fresh milk?
Right. I'll take a...
Fresh from the tube.
I'll take a water.
Again, two sides of the story. Maybe she's just an overshare.
Yeah.
Maybe she was hoping to be like, oh, my God, you're a new mother. A boy or girl. Maybe right. that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new mothers can be that way. Not saying all new mothers, but they're excited to talk about their babies. Mm-hmm. Maybe she was trying to get more tip.
Yep.
Who knows? Maybe she's not even a mother. Maybe she's just saying that.
You know?
Maybe the baby's already three. It's a toddler.
I'm gonna be
now.
Honest with you. She was kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was kind of just. Eh.
So who knows? I think it's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
I would never expect. That'd be like Kiki saying, "Guys, can we wrap this up? I gotta go pump." I mean, it might be a little different, but yeah. And you guys are eating too. You may be like,
"Hey, dude,
that's gross."
Come on.
And you're sitting there, you know, just.
Hey, excuse me, guys. I'm going to take my 15-minute break here. I'm going to go jerk off, and I'll be right back. All right. So you'll have another waiter here for about 15 minutes when I'm done. It might take more. It might take less.
You should have said, that's hot.
Right. Damn.
That's hot. That's hot. Now, here, let's kind of go into another conversation. Mm-hmm. Breastfeeding in public. What's your take on that?
It's fucking ridiculous. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. People have really strong opinions on this.
Yep.
But, dude, as soon as I can take a piss in front of you in public, you can't fucking whip your titty out and pump. Just because it's for another human being, it doesn't make it better.
Yep.
It does not. And stop with this. Oh, dude, it bothers me badly.
Here's where I'm at.
Just go in the bathroom.
Well, it's not even so much
go
that.
In the car.
And not even that so much. What it is there's this, and again, ladies, we love you. We think you should have rights just as equal to us.
Absolutely.
Whatever. But there's that movement of just whipping the tit out and then sitting there with the baby breastfeeding. Now, again, people are like, well, it's natural. Why do I have to cover it up? Well, it's
natural, but how about this? My 10-year-old self would look at that and, oh, yeah, oh, it's a titty.
Well, exactly. And it's just, you're also now affecting all these people. It's not just you. Yes, you, but what's so bad about covering up? I don't care if I'm at a table and I walk past a table and there's a lady with a blanket over while the baby is breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. But what it's become is people trying to send, ladies trying to send a message. People trying to send a message.
It's
like,
more than just feeding your baby at
this moment. It's natural. You know, how dare you judge me? And it's like, well, it's natural for me to get a blowjob. And I know that's kind of
totally
a stretch.
But
and I get it. Yes, you have to feed your baby. But just because you think it's okay doesn't mean that now you're affecting other people around you. And that's where I think it's kind of same thing with like smoking,
right.
Like pulling up to a drive-through window and smoking a cigarette.
Right.
I've seen people do them like, don't be a dick.
You know,
you're blowing smoke. Don't it's going it. Into the.
It's just smoking around people that don't smoke.
I feel bad about it. There's times where I'm like, I'll put it away.
Or walk away.
You always have those people that like blow out that last hit of cigarette as they're walking through the door. And it's like.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess it's, yes, you have every right to breastfeed your child. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing. Breasts are fine, whatever. But it's, there's also a reason why there's not just people walk around with their titties out.
Exactly. It doesn't bother you. Like, I understand there's milk in there and you're doing a deed for your child, but it's still your titty.
Yeah.
Like, if you weren't breastfeeding, would you whip it out and be okay with it?
Well,
you
know, and a lot of the people that do that are fine. Like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Nipples are natural. Men can take their shirts off. Okay, I get it. Fine, take your shirt off. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Do what you want to do. But understand that there's going to be people that won't like that.
Right.
And you have to be, it's a respect issue,
I think.
It does come from being a considerate person. Now, also, I think the same thing is, don't be that person that walks up and go, how dare you breastfeed him? It's the same thing. Be a considerate person, I guess, in that sense. Not everyone's on board with that. Not everyone's on board with your religion. Not everyone's on board with your political views.
Yeah.
For some reason, we have this need as people to make sure that our opinions are heard loud and proud.
Well, show respect and respect the opinions of others and just be cool with it.
And that's a big thing. It's like, okay, so your opinion now means more than the people who don't want to see it?
Right.
That what you're saying that, no, my opinion is more important. I should be allowed to do this. You should not be allowed to not like it.
All right. So now here's my new opinion. You're creating a problem. That's beyond the actual issue.
And that's what it is. People that are, it's the same thing where, you know, people have an issue with a restaurant and they go screaming in there and they're yelling at the top of their lungs, trying to make a scene. It's like there's a right way and a wrong way to do things.
Right.
You have every right,
mm-hmm.
and understand that I may not like it. I mean, I don't really care because I get to see a free titty. Whatever.
No,
I don't. I don't give a shit. Then don't be mad at me. Going, oh yeah, I like that. That's hot.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be mad at me. You got it out. I can see it. Why can't I sit there and watch you then?
Well, I always think about kids too. Like I said, that 10-year-old kid. He's not looking at it like an organ to milk an infant.
Yeah.
No, he's looking at. He's going through the phase of a puberty, and he's looking at it like, look at it.
Well,
I would as a kid.
Yeah.
Like I don't see it as. So you got to consider that, too.
Even explaining it. Maybe I'm not at the point where I'm ready to talk to my kid about it.
Right.
You know, maybe I don't think, and that's my parenting choice, not for you to regulate. And again, it comes down to just being a decent person. And it's so simple. Is you by you doing that and getting mad at someone else is saying that your opinion is more important than theirs, and that's not the case. Mm-hmm. You know, until we find a happy middle ground where breastfeeding is open in public, whatever. I don't know. I mean,
say you had a kid and like Kiki was, you guys were out having dinner and she whips a titty out. Are you okay with that? I'm not. I wouldn't. If my wife did that, I'd be like, what are you doing?
I'd be okay with it because I like looking at titties.
Right, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm always trying to get her to whip out her titties. Right. Anyway, Kiki called me the other day because I needed to go pick out an outfit for her, mm-hmm. for this thing she was doing for work. And so I'm like, so she FaceTimed me and she's like, okay, show me what you got. So I'm like, okay, this is this. And then I'm like talking to her. I'm like, hey, whip your titties out.
Nice.
Whip your titties out. Right. And she did it. Fantastic. Right. But I mean, I'm just that guy. And again, I don't really care. But what bothers me is when you're doing it, just trying. Like, I feel like there are some people that literally like, oh, it's time to breastfeed. I'm going to go down to the restaurant and make a statement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And not saying all people do that. I'm not trying to pigeonhole every person that breastfeeds. But it just comes down to being a decent human being.
You know?
I'm not, I don't care what you do in your home. I don't care what you do at your property, but.
I think respect is the key word.
It is.
You respect the opinions of others. You know, you have yours.
Just like, it's also, don't be that person that you know, runs up to someone who's smoking a cigarette and go, you know how bad that is for you? It's
just going to escalate the situation.
Yeah, so you know? I don't know. It's tough. I don't know if there is a right answer for it. We do have a right answer for your waitress. You don't need to add that you're pumping.
No.
Wash your hands after you're done groping your boob. You know, what I mean?
It's kind of weird, man. Kind of put me in an all, ugh. Yeah. Okay, these cheesy nachos aren't good anymore.
Here's your extra cheese pizza.
Right. Do you want some cottage cheese, too? Is that what you want? Yeah.
And here, we'll follow it up with a nice big glass of milk.
Milk. Oh.
Would you, you know, we should try some breast milk sometime.
No.
I haven't had it since I was a baby.
I am.
I haven't had it since I was a baby.
Well, I guess I did have it, what was it, 2 weeks ago when I was over at your mom's? I mean.
You?
Yes, 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 yes. Yes!
You? I was going to say you motherfucker, but you'd be like, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I am.
That's what happened afterward.
You know what? We had a nice topic.
No, I'm
today.
Sorry. The breastfeeding was after.
Is that how you cuddle?
I laid there just, oh, mama.
I mean, your boobs are huge. We don't want to squeeze them. Mama. You're a real.
Brock's mom.
You're a real fucking prick.
Why does it always end with like a mom joke?
Must not have been that good because I didn't hear about it. So.
Yeah, right.
She must have been pretty unsatisfied. How about that?
And she was happy after she was milked. God, that's terrible.
That's
terrible. I hope she doesn't listen to
it. I took an oath. We had a treaty, true. An agreement.
That's true. That might be the last one on my end.
You bastard.
So we're good for now.
You bastard. All right. Well, good. There you go.
No more mom jokes.
We covered it.
It'll be dad jokes now.
The dad joke. Jesus. No. How about nobody? Sister jokes, but I don't have a sister. So.
All right.
Wife jokes are always fun.
There you go. Your wife's my boss, so I can't fuck with that. Sweet.
Your wife's not my boss.
I know. Scary.
All right, let's get out of here before we just ruin this even more. Thanks for listening. Check out more on this website where you found the podcast, WIRX.com. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1. What do you got?
Hey, sideburns. You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.